All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Fathom, so let's get started. Chapter 3. How are things online? Not bad, actually. Doesn't look like you've been doxxed yet. I thought we agreed to not use made-up words anymore. It means no one is chirping about your identity. Weird, since that typhos use her dying breath to broadcast your full name. So that's good, right? Maybe no one thought it was worth posting? Two supernatural beings fighting to the death at a comic convention? Are you kidding me? If a cat yawns in Cleveland, it gets a million views. Someone is censoring the content. This is bad news, girl. Oh, roommate rules. It says take out the trash, wash dishes, and clean something else. Have I told you how paranoid you are lately? Because you are. And not just regular paranoid. I'm talking tinfoil hat and doomsday bunker paranoid. I'm telling you, if someone is keeping your name offline, that means a bigger plan is in the works. Well, the Comic-Con ended hours ago, and I haven't been arrested or shot, so that's something. Rap, rap, rap! Why do people insist on knocking after dark? We're all stocked up on Thin Mints. We don't want to change religions, and my storm drains are fine. Go away! I forgot to tell you, the Thin Mints are gone. Behold my shock. This is my shocked face. Rap, rap, rap! All right, keep your pants on. I'll be right... Oh, shit waffles. Oh, wow. Remember when you said that I haven't been doxxed yet and that it was actually a bad sign and I said you were crazy and paranoid? You mean 11 seconds ago? A lot has happened since then. Those aren't Girl Scouts on our porch, are they? Damn it, I need to get out of here. But if I pulled the tide from the ocean, the wave could flatten our house, along with everyone on the porch. Ty, are you all paid up on house insurance? You know, for stuff like hurricanes, fires... Floods? Yeah? Why? Oh, come on! Groosh! Aspen Matthews, we know you're in there! Come out with your hands up! I have to go. Stay here. Take care of Matilda. You didn't do anything. You'll be fine. Fine? Like aiding and abetting a superhuman? That kind of fine? I can't ask you to get even more involved than you already are. If you had to ask, we wouldn't be friends. I'm coming. Get Matilda. Ready? Not even remotely. This is your final warning. Come out in 5 seconds, or... Krakroosh! She's on the move. Permission to fire. Brekka, brekka. We're going under. Wait, under? Just try to breathe normally. I'll adjust the pressure as we descend. Okay, fine, but where are you taking us? Home. Later. Myria, capital city of the blue. We have to wait here until we're admitted by an emissary. Not big on hospitality, are they? They're just cautious. Things are complicated between humans and blue at the best of times. With everything that's happened lately, I don't know how they'll react to one crashing the capital unannounced. Do we have to call someone? Trust me, they already know we're here. Aspen, welcome back to the capital. I see you've brought guests. This is the first canine mammal we have ever hosted here in Myria. It has a strange odor and breathes very loudly. Yeah, she tends to do that. Look, I need an audience with the council. This is an unusually busy time, Aspen. You cannot just summon the elite council on a whim. There are protocols, and like the rest of the blue, you must adhere to our regulations. I think we can make an exception, just this once. Siphon, my sincerest apologies. I did not mean to speak on your behalf. That's all right. You may take your leave, Mygar. There was an incident on the surface. Human law enforcement has located my place of residence. Yeah, what's left of it. They pursued and we had nowhere else to go. My friends and I need shelter. You are always welcome, Aspen. Myria is home to all the blue. But not to land dwellers. No, not historically. But things change. This is preposterous! You offer shelter to a potential enemy at a time like this? The surface could be preparing to wage war for all we know. Desperate times call for caution and security. and that is your area of expertise. But they also call for increased compassion, Viridis, not fear and isolation. I don't need to remind you that an investigation is pending, Aspen Matthews. Dozens of typhos were released thanks to your actions. I checked the caves myself. I know. Another tried to kill me. She poisoned herself like the last one and mentioned a failsafe. Said I couldn't get her to reveal its location, whatever that means. The typhos, they are a proud people with deep convictions. They would rather die than be questioned or captured. But this failsafe they speak of, I am not sure. How can that be? You practically know everything. You dare question the leader of the Elite Blue Council? To his face, no less? Accuse him of lying? Calm, Viridis. I think it's best you take your leave as well. Well, she's a peach. Just passionate about her job and about protecting the blue. What else can I do for you? I took this from the Typhos warrior before she died. Have you seen anything like it before? Now this is something I am familiar with. Stealth technology to mask one's appearance, making the wearer appear as they wish. It is from long before my time. I wasn't aware that there were any more in existence. How is this possible? Some cephalopods can camouflage themselves in an instant, mimicking their surroundings or even other predators. This technology is probably not far off. I studied biomolecular nanophotonic systems as an undergrad. Now who's making up words? The typhos use these frequently, from what I understand. Clever tools to infiltrate and deceive. It's how they snuck inside Myria the first time. After we won the war, they were banned by the Blue for ethical reasons. With these bracelets back in circulation, you never know who you'll come face to face with. Washington, D.C. Thank you for agreeing to meet, General Somerville. This is my assistant, Akiko. And you're the infamous Cannon Hawk, the man who is nut to butt with the Blue, or so I'm told. Shame you had to catch a red eye all the way from California and dress up in your Sunday best, but this is a waste of time. Sorry, I'm not quite following. We came here to offer you intelligence. There's a situation in the Pacific, and I saw the footage. I see all the footage. One of the perks of being a general. Marine base hostiles attack San Diego, which means the marriage of convenience between humans and the Blue is a pen stroke away from a nasty divorce. It wasn't us who attacked, General. The Typhos are a different race. I don't care who they are. They come crawling out of the ocean, which makes them your responsibility. That's how this thing works, remember? You keep the wet parts under control. We take care of the rest. Can you bring up a sat feed? Why would I do that? Because if you'll indulge me for a moment, I have a feeling you haven't seen what I'm about to show you. Use this longitude and latitude. You've got 90 seconds before I walk out my door. Astonish me, Mr. Hawk. Thermals won't spot them. Scan for bioluminescence. That should pick up on their corneas. What am I looking at? See this cluster? Meet the Typhos. There are dozens, with more on the way. They're like us, but unstable and much more aggressive. I like them already. You won't like them when they launch a full-scale attack on the Pacific coast. San Diego was just the beginning. What do you propose? A lockdown. Extra security on all coastal cities until the Blue can contain the situation. I'll initiate the protocols as a backup, but your first line of defense had better not sandbag it out there. If even one more of these Typhos creatures steps foot on American soil, our treaty is going in my shredder. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have millions of taxpayer dollars to waste cleaning up your mess. I'll catch up with you in the lobby. I forgot my phone. Make it quick. Scan complete. I don't feel so well, Aspen. Kind of lightheaded. It's a form of decompression sickness. Myria can host mammals for short periods of time, but it's not exactly acclimatized for you or for Matilda. Whimper. I'm not going to do a dog whimper. I'm sorry. Maybe something. Maybe like that. I've conferred with the council. We're going to move you. Move us? We have an ally living nearby. Riley J. Moss is a friend of the Blue and has agreed to host you for as long as you need. Moss, you mean the electric car guy? Isn't he a notorious recluse who hates people? He is. Luckily, we're not his people, strictly speaking. He's actually quite pleasant once you get to know him. He owns Tinihanga Island, which is just a few hundred miles northeast of New Zealand. We can have you there in no time. I wonder when we'll be able to return home, when tensions have eased and the typhus have been recontained. We have a liaison in Washington conferring with the Americans. Hopefully it will yield some positive results. San Diego, California. Don't worry, Tyler. I'm sure things on the surface will start simmering down. Yeah, because us humans are famous for staying calm under pressure. Chris Superplex. Things are tense as fuck downtown. Military just rolled in with tanks and they're swarming the beach. Saw pics from LA, Portland, Seattle. It's all up the coast. Swift fan for life. This is way before Taylor Swift was a thing, but I'm pretty sure that tweet exists now in reference to Taylor Swift. Weird. Saw pics from LA, Portland, Seattle. It's all up the coast. They've got to be expecting an attack, or why go to all this trouble? Darth Hater. I hope this isn't the new normal. I want to live in SD, not a war zone. That Aspen woman was here to protect us from both attacks. Maybe she can keep us safe, Melina Bunny. Sad Quatch. Hey, Melina Bunny, you need to wake up. We shouldn't be waiting on the beach for another attack or relying on some freak. I'm starting a petition. Military should go into the Pacific and hashtag shoot first. Bethany Martin, 88. I agree, Sad Quatch. Soon, it'll be us or them. Send a link, and I'll be the first to sign. Hashtag shoot first. Later. People are strange, and the food isn't even remotely edible, but damn, I'm going to miss the view. It's been cozy here the last few days. Almost as cozy as that pile of kindling that used to be our beach house. You're not letting that go anytime soon, are you? Not in the immediate future, no. I'm so sorry. What for? For what? For destroying our home? For turning us into fugitives? For taking you and our dog to a giant bubble city at the bottom of the frickin' Pacific? Look, you didn't do anything to me. I'm a big girl. And I chose to be here, to be with you. If the situation was reversed, you'd have done the same. I'm literally a home wrecker, a wrecker of homes. You think I care about the beach house? Home is you and me and this dog that desperately needs a bath. It's not a giant box made of wooden bricks filled with crap we ordered from Amazon. Thank you for saying that, but I know you miss your bed and your laptop, not to mention your 800 thread count sheets. Not gonna lie, I miss San Diego, but we'll get through this together. I've returned from the surface. Your accommodations with our human ally have been arranged, and you're to leave immediately. I'll escort you to the transport myself. Ah, Viridis, I think we'll miss you most of all. Are you mocking me? Is she mocking me? I know you guys run a tight ship down here, but are jokes illegal in Myria? She is mocking me. That was human sarcasm. Up on the surface, we just call it sarcasm. Why do you always have it out for me? You really don't know? Your rage is usually a lot more specific. I'm having a hard time pinning it down. Do you know what I do here in Myria? All day, every day, I do your job. First Cannon leaves, and I sit on the council in his stead. Then the Typhos are freed by your hand, and I'm tasked with cleanup after being chastised for daring to assign blame. You spend your days cavorting with humans, unconcerned with the issues of the Blue, and yet he favors you. Who favors me? Siphon, of course! He bends the rules to suit you at every turn, despite the fact that you've done nothing to earn this endless tidal wave of leniency. Even when I sit on the elite Blue Council, I'm powerless next to you. I can't change how others feel about me. But I'm here now, Viridis. Put me to work. I'll do whatever it takes to recapture the Typhos. It's not just about the current crisis, Aspen. It's about your place here. And don't worry about the Typhos. I'll stop them myself. They're dangerous, but like you, they lack discipline. I know their mindset. Left to their own devices, they'll tear themselves apart. Clang! Clang! Clung! Gah! I am not versed in the Typhon language here. Is it a Typhorian language? Probably not versed in that. I have no idea. Very impressive, Agaton. But I think we've seen enough. Save your venom for the real enemies. This pointless infighting needs to end. They are legion. For every Typhos, there are 100 blue. Which is why we need to bide our time until the attack. To weaken them, we must first strike at their heart. The elite bloodlines. And once I have my hands on the heir apparent, Aspen Matthews, the rest will crumble. Wow. Chapter 4. Tinihanga Island, South Pacific Ocean. I know we're on the lam, so we can't exactly flash our passports and hop on a plane, but next time, can we do something other than rocket through the ocean in one of your air bubbles? Pretty sure I swallowed a gallon of salt water and a krill. I wouldn't worry about it. Krill are only toxic if you eat a bunch of them. Huh, he's gonna get that crab. Huh, for a secret island hideout, the security is pretty lax around here. Wait, did you just say toxic? Can we get back to that? Hey, Tyler, check it out. A cabana. Maybe we're supposed to just chill out for a while. Don't let your guard down, Aspen. From what I've read, this Moss guy is paranoid. Security could storm the beach at any moment. Tear gas flying, guns blazing. Meep, meep. Aspen! Aspen Matthews! How you going? Beauty of an Afro, but it's a scorcher. Can I interest you ladies in a lemonade? Damn, isn't it their lucky day? Sure, why not? My friend Tyler here needs something to wash down her krill. Sorry, where are my manners? I'm Riley J. Moss III, but you can call me RJ. These blokes are Lucas and Lachlan. They're my right and left hands. I couldn't find my thongs without them. Let's head up to the house and I'll give you the tour. You're oddly jovial for someone with a reputation of being a tosser? Sure, let's go with that. When I lived in New York City, I got a bit of a reputation, I'm afraid. I was going off my rocker in that city. This bloody chalkers! Can't turn around without bumping into a bloke. Now that I have my own private island, I'm a lot happier. Turns out I was just frothing for some solitude and warm weather. And here's where you'll be staying. Feel free to throw up your... Excuse me, try that one again, guys. And here is where you'll be staying. Feel free to throw on your togs and go for a dip whenever you feel like it. Did he just say we're going to be wearing togas? He said togs. I think that's Australian for bathing suits. Oh, he's Australian, is he? So if you don't mind me asking, go ahead, love. What do you want? Now that's quite a question. Can you narrow it down a bit? You own the world's biggest electric car company. You manufacture shingles that double as solar panels. And you're helping countries reduce their carbon footprints. I think I missed the question, love. For someone who loves the planet, you don't seem to like the people on it very much. Why the propaganda machine? We're guests, Tyler. Mr. Moss was kind enough to take us in and... No, it's all right. I think I know where she's going with this. I own a few newspapers across Canada, the U.S., and Australia. 84. And sometimes we run an editorial about environmental issues like overpopulation. How there are too many people hogging resources and that we should cut off aid to countries that don't comply to strict regulations? Like I said, they're editorials, love, not the news. Readers are free to disagree. Well, if you control all the media, how are people supposed to disagree with you? Won't their voices get drowned out? This is a cracker of a debate, but I have business to attend to. Why don't you get comfortable and we'll continue this over supper? Oh, one more thing. Our laser defense shields are active. Swim more than 100 feet from the shore and, well, let's just say that all the sunscreen in the world isn't going to save you. Take her easy. Okay, that was weird. I don't think RJ is the weird one, Ty. What was with the interrogation? I was just asking a couple questions. In case you've forgotten, we don't have tons of options. Everyone in the world knows who I am. I can't go home to San Diego, and I can't stay with you and Matilda and Miria. At the moment, he's all we've got. Yeah, but there's no but, Tyler. The Blue trust him as an ally, so should we. So stop being a reporter for 5 minutes and relax. It's not like I was grilling him with tough questions. If he's so trustworthy, he should be able to take a few shots to the chin. Myria, capital city of the blue. Thwack! You're remarkably durable, almost to a fault. You will learn nothing from me, blue filth. I admire the Typhus. Vicious, cold-blooded killers. You thin out the ranks till only the strongest remain. But as tough as you are, or should I say as tough as you think you are, everyone breaks. You'll talk. Death first. That can be arranged. Viridus, you do realize very little information can be gleaned from a corpse, at least from my experience. I didn't see you there, Siphon. Apparently. Care to explain what you're doing? My job. Be that as it may, this particular technique has yielded very poor results when employed by the humans. Prisoners tend to say whatever you'd like to hear if it gives them a reprieve from being poked with sharp objects. He's right. Well, I haven't started the poking yet, so we'll just have to test that theory. Viridus! This used to be part of our culture, part of being at war. We're not at war, aren't we? At the very least, we're on the brink of it, all thanks to Aspen. We are not having this discussion again. We never had it to begin with. When it comes to her, you're blind. Careful, young one. I encourage all on the council to speak their minds, but choose your next words very cautiously. She released the Typhus, exposed us to the humans, and for all we know, she's clandestinely working against us. She's been up on the surface, gallivanting with humans for years, maybe plotting. Those are serious accusations. Even you have to admit, it's not implausible. I need leeway to investigate, and yes, to interrogate a monster, if necessary. This isn't the way the Blue operates. We only kill when necessary. We only kill when absolutely necessary, and we do not torture, even when it comes to monsters, lest we become monsters ourselves. We need to change the way the Council operates, Siphon. Things are different now. Not as different as you might believe. The oceans continue to ebb and flow, as they did yesterday, and as they will when we wake tomorrow. A ripple won't change that. Don't let the actions of others, especially the Typhus, define who you are, or what the symbol of Myria represents. Stand down, young one. And for the record, if it were Aspen in this room, I'd be telling her the same thing. She shares much of your zeal. The two of you are more similar than you realize. You must have been blessed by the Sacred Ones, Typhus. I can't leave visible marks, but I can still get creative. I guess there are worse places to lay low until we figure out our next move. I still don't like this place. It has a sketchy Alcatraz vibe to it, and that laser comment didn't exactly fill me with warm fuzzies either. We're not prisoners here. Who are you? This is Chris Machine Gun. He's a rock star who makes all sorts of crazy YouTube videos. I'm a chirper, too. I post way more interesting stuff than that hack hat and feet or that jerk shielded cynic. I only understood about half of the words you just said, but this is Tyler, and I'm Aspen. I know, you're the mermaid. I tubed it about 5 minutes after the San Diego incident. It got way more views than Punch Crunch Munch's lame video. Congratulations, I guess, but what are you doing here? I was on my tour with my band in South Korea, but we needed a break. If I didn't get some time to unwind, I was gonna guzzle a gallon of bleach. I visit all the time. Moss is the best. Interesting story. I'm going to look you up to see if it checks out. That won't work here. Why the hell not? Low-level electromagnetic pulse that surrounds the island. Keeps it invisible to radar and blocks cell reception. Even satellite phones don't work. Angus, my man, just in time. How's Paul doing?
Paul's fine, sir. Just taking a stroll.
Hey, Angus, is it? I can't get any reception. Is there any way I can make some calls from one of Mr. Moss's lines?
Of course not, ma'am. Mr. Moss cares deeply about the security of his guests, and calls can be traced.
Okay, but he must be able to communicate with the outside world somehow, right?
You can send emails, but they need to be screened in advance.
Could I post a video? You can check it before I upload, of course. There's an inside office. Follow me. Here you go. Call me when you're ready to have it reviewed. Thanks. And Angus, what's with the llama? That's Paul. Mr. Machine Gun won't travel without him. Frickin' rock stars. Thanks, Angus. You're welcome, ma'am. Call me if you need anything. I should have had a couple Mai Tais before filming this. It's a lot more nerve-wracking than I thought it would be. Here we go. Hey guys, it's, well, no point in hiding behind a secret identity since my name is everywhere now. I'm Aspen Matthews, former marine biologist, current fugitive, and totally not a mermaid, despite what you might have read. How do I explain this? I'm different. My people are different. We have abilities and technology that is extremely advanced. It could pose a threat to humans. And that's a scary proposition. I get that. But that's not my intention. It's not our intention. I'm part of the Blue, an undersea race that wants nothing more than to coexist with the humans in peace. The last thing we want is bloodshed. The creature that rampaged through San Diego is part of a sect called the Typhos. They don't represent us. Yes, we look similar, but they are our enemies, and we're doing everything we can to fight them. You don't know me, and you have no reason to trust me. Trust is complicated at the best of times, and it has to be earned. I guess that's why I'm making this video. I want you to look me in the eyes when I say this. I'm going to earn your trust. I've stopped two of the Typhos, but there are more out there. 100. 200. No one knows for sure. And to be honest, we don't even know their endgame. Besides causing chaos and destruction, they don't seem to have one. All we know is that they were prisoners, and without knowing it, I accidentally freed them. I can't promise everyone will get out of this unscathed or that this is going to have a happy ending, but I can promise you this. I'm going to get every single one of these monsters back into stasis or die trying. Over and out. I am here to protect you. I don't know what's going on down there in America with your open borders and daily mermaid attacks, but leave Canada out of this. We need to triple our military budget ASAP. I'm sorry, as a fellow Canadian, I couldn't disagree more, but at the same time, I'm cynical about this Aspen Matthews and her motivations, so who knows? I'm sorry. Hey, Bob and Doug, keep your political opinions north of the border where they belong, along with Nickelback. Nickelback aren't that bad. We got this. If we need advice about Zambonis, we'll give you a call. Right now, there are troops lined up all along the Pacific coastlines. They're not there for aesthetic reasons. They're ready for combat. America is about to wage the biggest war since World War II, and the blame should rest completely on this administration. If my candidate had won, this wouldn't be happening. Oh, please, thank God the president did deploy these troops. What are you planning on doing, letting these sea monsters overrun the coastlines with no resistance? What's next on the agenda? Giving them free health care? You guys do realize that while you bicker and argue and try to score political points, real people could be dying soon, right? Siphon, I need to speak with you at once. I have information from the prisoner. And by what method did you come to obtain this information, may I ask? Does it matter? This is urgent. If the prisoner is injured, you'll be dealt with at a formal council hearing, Viridus, and rest assured the consequences for disobeying my commands are severe. But for now, please elaborate. A group of Typhos are gathering in the North Atlantic Ocean, and from the looks of their movement, the target is Europe. If they attack, the loss of human life will be catastrophic. And you can corroborate this evidence with the humans? I just contacted Canon Hawk to verify. He's with the Americans, and their satellite imaging confirms my intelligence. It's more than 100 of them. Every prisoner. All gathered in one area. Time is of the essence, it seems. We will deploy a brigade immediately. Ooh, excuse me. All due respect, Siphon, I suggest sending the entire Legion. It's the only way to ensure we recapture them all. I don't know when we'll get another opportunity like this. You're correct. We can't afford to let even one more Typhos reach the humans. The political fallout would be disastrous. Well done, young one. It's almost time for dinner. Can you please tell me why you dragged me all the way back to the beach? I know you think I'm paranoid, but I really don't trust Moss. Seriously, Ty, you're wearing me out. Are you kidding me? The communications lockdown, the surveillance, the laser grid zapping anyone who tries to escape? This is like that old TV show where they keep that guy prisoner on an island. Wait, wasn't that just called The Prisoner? So you're a pop culture guru all of a sudden? You're being paranoid again. And you're being played. Why can't you see that? They're watching us right now. And whatever happened to finding out who framed you? We're sitting on our asses while they could be planning who knows what. And you're letting Moss call the shots? That Chris guy said it himself. Moss is a great guy. We're not being held captive. Why do you always look for the worst in people? Why do you insist on only seeing the best? This guy is dirty, Aspen. He has an ulterior motive, I know it. None of this feels right. Moss has been an ally of the Blue for years. Siphon told me so himself. He wouldn't have sent us here unless he knew it was safe. As soon as the Typhos are contained, we can get back to our normal lives, but until then, we stay put. Yeah, but there's nothing else to say, Tyler. That's final. Oh, it's final, is it? Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not one of your Blue soldiers. I don't take orders, and you can't just push me out of your life when it's convenient like you do to Chance. I'm here for you, whether you like it or not. If you're such a good friend, then you'll know when to shut your mouth. The Blue are my people, and they trust Moss. There's nothing you can say that'll convince me otherwise. If the Blue are your people, then what does that make me? You're a human. Stick to human affairs, and stay out of ours. Talk, talk, talk. Federico, is that you, love? Can you please fetch our guests after you've set the table? It's getting late, and I want to start supper. Oh, and prepare an extra steak for their dog, Matilda. Ah! Your island defenses are pathetic, nearly as pathetic as the humans you serve. Well, what do you want? To slice you open and see how gutless you really are. But I'm here to relay a message. Well, I've got a message for your esteemed leader. You remind that bloody maniac that there are protocols in place for a reason. Someone could have seen you. I'm here to tell you that the deal has been altered. Altered? Well, that's just brilliant. I'm doing my part here. I've got Aspen eating out of the palm of my hand. Hell, she's even got that report of hers falling in line. They won't be going anywhere. The attack will be over before anyone can stop it, and we'll all have what we want. And where will the attack take place? San Diego, of course. The Typhos are in the Pacific right now, ready to strike. Of course. Once the chaos settles, we'll frame Aspen for sedition. And everyone gets what they want. The humans will retaliate against the Blue capital of Muria for coordinating the attack. Because to the humans, Typhos and Blue are interchangeable. Precisely. And while the Blue and humans destroy each other, you'll have your dream come true. A massive population reduction. You should already know this. Who are you? A scapegoat, apparently. You're not... I'm not an idiot, Moss. I knew you were dirty the second we met. Right now I can feel the tide shifting near Oahu, the energy of a wave cresting in Sydney. You think I can't detect a rapid heartbeat or blood racing through arteries while you and your staff lie to me? But on the beach, that performance was for your benefit, so you wouldn't suspect I was onto your bullshit. Being dumb enough to spell your entire plan was just a lucky break. I'd had a feeling you'd douse your khakis at the sight of a blade. On the way back to Muria, I think we need to have a little chat about who's behind this whole thing. Oh no, please don't. In fact, let's go right now. I'll even help you pack. Krush! But please, don't kill me. I'm not going to kill you. That'd take the fun out of watching the elite Blue Council put you on trial. The penalty for treason will be worse than anything I could do to you. Ah! Your anger. Your aggression. I like it. You'll fit in well with the Typhos. Cannon! After the war, I was hoping to bring you around to my way of thinking. But now it looks like I'll have to accelerate the timetable. Wow. The plot thickens, doesn't it? Alright, guys. And that's where we're gonna leave off for now. These are a lot longer than the other issues. And I really, really, really like this arc. I think this is my favorite arc out of the entire freaking series so far. It's great. Alright, guys. So, at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner for more Fathom. Stay tuned.